Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Lower trade today in the grain futures, led by soybean. January soybeans down 34 cents at 12.79. They had a 35-cent range today, or 37-cent range today. So pretty wild day. If you go out all the months on out, we're down anywhere from 20 to 30 cents. Corn futures down 4 to 6 cents. December front month was at 4.22, down 4.5. And then if you look at the Kansas City and Chicago wheat, lower in both contracts. Kansas City down about 5 cents in the December at 6.98, and then Chicago December down a penny. July of 2014 closed down 6 cents at 6.91, and that's about 60 cents off the high, not very long ago, and we're working back toward those lows. So that's a pretty negative long-term outlook for wheat prices. Then we've been talking about the EPA changing the RFS mandates all week long. Well, they had their release today, and it was a bit negative here as they lowered the standards. They lowered it from just over 18 billion gallons a year to just over 15 billion gallons a year. So that 3 billion makes up a lot of difference there on the demand curve, as demand will shift down now due to the lowered mandate there.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had several sets of numbers this morning, and we started off with the U.S. export sales report, which was delayed today due to Veterans Holiday on Monday. But corn came in at 47 million bushels. This year we're at 923 million, and we're only at 440 at this point last year, so we're about double where we were from then. Soybeans were weak, but 31 million bushels there. We're still ahead of where we were last year by about 300 million bushels. And then wheat came in at 11 million bushels, and we're also ahead there. The NOPA crush, soybean crush report this morning was 157.1 million bushels, about 3 million bushels more than expected. So that was a little bit of a friendly thing for the soybeans, but it wasn't enough to keep them going higher. And then we had Informa estimates for next year's crop, next year's planted acres, corn 91.5 million acres next year versus 95.3 in 2013. The big jump came in the soybeans. Soybeans were estimated at 83.8 million acres versus 76.5 million this last marketing year. So the big thing is that right now it's paying to plant soybeans based on the November 2014 soybean futures. And then if you compare that to the December 14 corn futures, the market's paying for beans.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon. December live cattle were up 42 cents at 133.40. November feeders up 12 at 165.15. And December lean hogs were up 30 cents at 85.90. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat was off 4 3/4 cents at 6.98 1/4. Chicago December wheat off 0.25 cents at 6.44 1/2. And in the row crops, Chicago December corn down 4 1/2 at 4.22 even. And the January soybean contract was off 33 cents at 12.80 1/2. December cotton was down 193 points at 74.59 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.